And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, June 13th, 2013. It's the birthday of writer and teacher Mark Van Doren, born in Hope, Illinois in 1894, a poet and a critic who won a Pulitzer Prize for poetry, but perhaps best known as professor of literature at Columbia University, where he taught many students who would go on to become important American writers. It's also the birthday of poet and playwright William Butler Yeats, born in Dublin, Ireland, 1865. He lived during great political and social changes in his home country, but he spent much of his life obsessed not with politics but with mysticism. When he was 20, he and a group of friends formed the Dublin Hermetic Society in order to conduct experiments into the nature of ghosts and psychic powers. He got involved in the London Theosophical Society, also joined the Order of the Golden Dawn, a group that performed a variety of ancient magic rituals. Seeing the performances of mediums and learning about reincarnation inspired him to study Celtic myths and folklore. In 1889, he met Maud Gunn, a beautiful actress and an activist who spoke out for Irish independence. She became the love of his life, and though she refused his many proposals of marriage, she believed that they were spiritually married, that they could communicate telepathically, and that they had been brother and sister even in a past life. Maud Gunn helped Yeats gather folklore from the peasants and to learn about ancient Celtic culture. Yeats came to believe that if he could get in touch with the deep mythic history of the Irish people, he could pull the country together with the power of poetry. He spent many years writing plays about Irish nationalism for Maud Gunn to star in. But by 1910, she had married someone else, and Yeats had given up on trying to win her love. He said, "We make out of the quarrel with others rhetoric, but of the quarrel with ourselves poetry." And here's a poem by Edward Field, Hydra. "This island, whose name means water, never had gods and temples as other Greek islands had. It never was the home of monsters with ferocious heads, and maybe it wasn't even there. But a few centuries ago, as though it had just risen from the sea, men saw stones and pine trees on the slopes, and with the stones made houses, and with the trees made ships. And as naturally as fish swim, the ships went sailing. And as naturally as the sun rises, the boys grew into heroes and sailed to war. But the heroes were foolhardy, as heroes are, so although they were brave and did amazing things, the ships were sunk at last, and the handsome heroes lay on the ocean floor. Wars over, fame won, the island settled down, but with the trees all gone, the soil blew away to sea. The houses began to crumble, and the island bleached in the sun to anonymity. The name means water, but now even the wells are drying, and no one expects the rock to grow trees again, while the waters push gently on its shores, waiting for the island to sink quietly back in the sea." Hydra by Edward Field from After the Fall, published by the University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.